I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5 News. Metro is looking for ways to reduce the cost of its paratransit service, Metro Access, in Montgomery County. But disability rights advocates are asking Metro to stay away from Uber. An alternative is necessary, says Seth Morgan, a disability rights advocate in Montgomery County.
The current service is not adequate. The requirement of having a 24-hour notification for trips is just not reasonable.
But a coalition of activists, labor unions, and taxi drivers says Uber and its ride-hailing competitors would be the wrong alternative for providing rides to people with disabilities. Morgan says Uber and Lyft have poor track records when it comes to wheelchair accessibility and treatment of service animals.
This is something that they're not set up or trained to do. Their drivers are not trained to take care of people with service animals.
Uber is facing lawsuits across the country related to alleged violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, but many of the people who use Metro Access now are not in wheelchairs. And Metro sees a possible deal with Uber as a way of giving those customers a cheaper option while saving Metro money too. A spokesman says the idea is being evaluated, but it's premature to discuss details. I'm Martin DeCaro.